we're up to in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 6. This is letter number 1741. This letter is a follow-up to the previous letter, in which the Rebbe was addressing it to the, here it says the same thing. This is also dated 28th of Tammuz, Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn, New York. And this is the organization of the women and daughters of Chabad in Eretz Yisrael, Barucha V'Sholim. And the Rebbe is continuing his letter. And he says, as a follow-up to my general letter, as far as a plan for the work, so the Rebbe says, I want to suggest it should be, how does this fit in with the general Chabad organization? The Rebbe is going to direct where is their role and how do they play out, how do they fit in with Chabad in general in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe says like this, number one, the organization of Neshei Ubnos Chabad, that consists, that becomes a part of the Agudas Chasidei Chabad with its own independence autonomy. Similar to the organization Tzirei Agudas Chabad, the young of the Chabad organization, which are also part of the general Agudas Chabad, but with an autonomous authorization in the Holy Land of Eretz Yisrael. And the organization, Neshei Ubnos Chabad, they will choose a hanhola, a leadership, to run the work of the organization. So basically, all the women and the daughters of Chabad are part of it, but they have to choose the leadership who should actually run the organization. And the Rebbe says, I'm sure that very soon you're going to, you'll publicize, not very soon, that you'll publicize my general letter in a proper way, and you'll start doing the work as soon as possible. And the Rebbe says, I thank you for your notice on all the above, bibracha. We also see the Rebbe's general approach was, the Rebbe gave, within the general organization, gave everybody the autonomous, most of the autonomy, because the Rebbe wanted each one to feel responsible, and each one to go ahead and do their best, their utmost, and really be involved and utilize all of their energies and efforts and capabilities for the goal. They didn't want to make them all part of one big, massive organization, and then, you know, the individuals get lost and there's no real representation. The Rebbe wanted each organization to have their own autonomous within as part of the major organizations. Now,